Radio Prague News. The lower house has approved a new civil code. The Senate has rejected a change of the retirement age regulation proposed as part of the pension reform, and the Czech Agriculture and Food Inspection Authority has started inspecting vegetable sprouts, which may be behind a recent outbreak of bacterial infections in Europe. The lower house of parliament on Wednesday approved a new civil code, bringing about a radical overhaul in the areas of family ownership and contract law. Justice Minister Jiří Pospíšil said that the country deserved a new liberal code of civil law. The opposition Social Democrats and the Communist Party criticized the law but could not prevent its passage through the lower house. At the instigation of the Social Democrats, the lower house's Constitutional Rights Committee will be investigating whether the new civil code is in accordance with the Czech constitution over the next few months. On Wednesday, the Senate voted against a change in the retirement age regulation proposed as part of the pension reform. The opposition, which has a majority in the Senate, also pushed through changes to the proposed calculation of pensions that would benefit middle-class seniors. The proposal will now again be put to the vote in the lower house. Under the new pension reform, the retirement age would gradually be increased, with a planned universal retirement age for both women and men to be introduced in 2041. According to the head of the Senate, Social Democrat Milan Škech, it would be more sensible to update the retirement age every 5 years based on the average life expectancy. The Czech Agriculture and Food Inspection Authority has taken a number of samples from vegetable sprouts that may be behind an outbreak of a bacterial infection which first was observed in Germany. The German government has stated that it may be caused by vegetable sprouts. The Czech Food Inspection Authority started drawing samples from both domestic and imported sprouts last week. So far, experts in Germany have not yet confirmed that sprouts are the actual reason behind the infection, which is caused by a mutated E. coli bacterium. In Germany, the bacterial infection has killed 25 people. The general director of Czech TV, Jiří Janeček, has announced that he will be resigning from his post due to health reasons. He said on Wednesday that he will be leaving the post, which he has held for 8 years, at the end of August. He added that he was making the announcement in due time so that a new director could be found. He refused to provide a detailed explanation of his health. However, in 2007, Mr. Janeček suffered from venous thrombosis. And now let's take a brief look at the weather. The present heat wave should give way to a bout of cold and rainy weather on Thursday, when day temperatures are expected to drop to around 20 degrees Celsius. My name is Sarah Berufka, and this brings us to the end of the news.